Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Pat Crosley.
Good morning.
Pat, Kimbleton and the weather just didn't go together today. You had an event planned that you've had to postpone. So let's talk about that event first, because that will be happening sometime.
Yes. It's it was a groundbreaking that we had scheduled for today in conjunction with Memorial Day, because we're breaking ground for a new veterans memorial and sculpture park. This is going to be a work of art. It will be more of a monument with life-size bronze figures and murals. And the murals will depict U.S. military men and women in dramatic poses. And it'll be shown with appropriate military hardware.
What a project that you have taken on there in Kimbleton.
Yes, we're really excited about it. It's being sponsored by New Century Art Guild. It's a new nonprofit organization in Kimbleton. We have many local board members as well as other artists from other communities.
So did who designed this, the Living the Liberty Veteran Memorial and Sculpture Park? Where did that design come from?
The design, the brainchild was that of Billy Marples. He was he just recently passed away. He was a career military man, and he was a local guy here in the community. He had this vision of doing more for veterans than just a name on a wall. He wanted to, because of his artistic ability, he wanted to be able to capture some of the battle scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And
some of the action.
Some of the action. And so with that, he was able to work with a sculptor from Omaha named Troy Mueller. And Troy is our art director here at New Century Art Guild. It's his design, and so he will be the lead sculptor. There will be others that help him. Mm-hmm. He's also an instructor at several of the Omaha colleges, one in Bellevue, University of Nebraska in Omaha, and so he's an instructor by trade, an art instructor by trade, but he. He likes to do these kinds of projects.
That's wonderful. Well, the picture, I went to your website. We'll talk about that at the website here in a moment. But this is something that people walk around in. It's not something to stand and look at. When it's all completed, you will get involved with the whole sculpture and memorial park.
Right. There will be a brick pathway, and it'll take visitors into the battle scenes from America's past wars and conflicts, and all branches of the U.S. military will be depicted. It will be a 360-degree view.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you say, it will be round, and that will be the monument's backdrop.
Uh-huh. So how big a space? This isn't something that you put on a little bitty corner of a lot.
No, we have, I think it's almost 2 acres.
Uh-huh.
And so with parking and, we intend this, when it's completed, to be an actual destination spot.
Sure.
Similar to that of the Mermaid and the new sculpture park. Mm-hmm. Going in down in the city park.
Mm-hmm.
We intend this to be kind of a...
Something people will want to come and
yeah.
visit.
Right.
And hopefully pay respect to all of those fallen and all those who have given their time and their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's families as well as the people who are in the service. All of those will come into play here, I think, as you participate in this. Any timeline on this, Pat? I mean, you're just going to break
ground.
We really don't
know. We're just breaking ground now. It will depend on our funding and that's an ongoing process.
Sure.
Of applying and receiving grant funds. We're always open to donations and appreciate any kind of financial support we can get. Mm-hmm. From the community.
And because this is sponsored by the New Century Art Guild, people would donate to the New Century Art Guild.
Right.
And it is this 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Mm-hmm. And then, as I understand, let's move into the guild now a little bit. I understand you do have memberships in the guild.
Yes. Our memberships are just to join and receive a newsletter and stay on top of our projects. Will cost $25 for an annual membership. But you can, there are different levels of membership as well.
Okay, and all of that information is on your website. And mm-hmm. if you just remember that name, New Century Art Guild, that's what you put into your search, and up it comes and gives you a lot of information. So I want to, let's talk a little more about the guild itself. What is the purpose? What are some of your plans for the guild?
Well, the real purpose is to promote professional practices in the field of art, and that's through instruction and offering opportunities that that benefit the career development of emerging and established artists. So we're a resource center for artists,
mm-hmm.
And we offer instructions, as I said, and we try to have three shows, art shows, throughout the year. We had one last year during Veterans Day, this one during Memorial Day, and then we'll have one, I'm not sure when the next one will be. I think because Ragbri is coming through town in July, I think we might have one then.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Now, where you have this big gallery where all this is going on, where is that located?
It's right on Main Street. We have actually two galleries in Kimbleton. The one on the west side of Main Street is right on the corner of Alfred and Main, and it is... It houses New Century Art Guild.
Okay.
So that's our main gallery.
And have you established hours that people could come and visit and
no,
so on
right
at this
now
point?
It's just open by appointment because we only have those three shows. And so we advertise for when we have shows up.
Okay.
But there aren't shows up all the time.
Okay. I'm guessing that somewhere in the future.
I'm
thinking you could envision a great deal of activity going on here. Now, talking about activity, you had some yesterday.
Yes, we had a Danish folk art workshop, and it was taught by Annette Anderson, who is a local Danish instructor here. She taught us how to do paper cutting, which is can be very intricate.
Very intricate, yes.
And it's it's becoming a lost art, so we felt like it was worthy of teaching new folks how to do it and some of the background behind it. And so it was a very nice, relaxing workshop.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said relaxing. I'm not sure it would be relaxing for me because it is so intricate, but it's so beautiful when it's finished. And I know a lot of people have seen it and maybe don't realize that is a Danish folk art,
mm-hmm.
and need to appreciate that. Now, you have another workshop sort of in the making here. Okay.
During Yule Fest, in Elkhorn and Kimbleton is the Friday after Thanksgiving. And so we'll be having another folk art workshop, and that will be with Hardanger. Hardanger is when they cut fabric into designs. And so it's
another one of those intricate kinds of things, pulling threads, but it's beautiful work when it's completed. And so another one of those things that is practically a lot lost art.
It is, it will be taught by another one of our Danish ladies, who is Levon Christensen, and so she will be teaching us how to do that.
Okay. Well, you have so many things going on, Pat, and I want to, again, mention that your website is New Century Art Guild. Just put that into your search, and it will come up, and you can see all of this information, and I'm sure, Pat, somebody's keeping that up to date, so when you do have something scheduled,
yes.
we can find that out. Just a big undertaking here, Pat, and I know you have some other people on your board. Mm-hmm. There are lots of people in the Kimbolton area supporting that. So
we're also on Facebook, so
okay,
that's where we keep up to date with more of a daily.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you, Pat Crosley, for visiting with us, and best wishes for this big future that you have planned.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, just remember today is Memorial Day, and it's not just about picnics and potlucks. It's about remembering all of those who have served and their families.